future, Robin. You're a Princess Bride. And we want to scan you. All of you, your body, your face, your emotions, your laughter, your tears. And we want to own this thing called Robin Wright.
Once we've scanned you, there's no going back.
Okay, here's the deal. There have been some extremely innovative science fiction films come out this year, and the Congress would have been one of those had it not collapsed under ego and self-examination. The story follows a fictional version of Robin Wright, whose acting career is on the skids after years of making bad decisions. The studio wants to digitize her and use that data for all future projects, to which she reluctantly agrees. Later, she must navigate a world of pharmaceutically enhanced hallucinations where the future of social lives exist. Yeah, it's a bizarre one, for sure. And in this sense, it's really two movies. There's an interesting speculation on when actors might become obsolete, and there's a neat reality-bending science fiction spin at the end. However, dwelling on the actress and her career becomes too personal for the movie and makes the story about Wright's ego and persona rather than fully exploring the world that it's built. The Congress gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.